Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm David Chiu.
Where's Adeline?
Ha, she's gone to the land of milk and honey.
Milk and honey.
Yes.
She's over there, is she? She always gets away at the right time, you know. We have a studio full of people.
Yeah.
And she's just disappeared.
No, I take up too much space in the studio.
Oh, that's it,
That's why.
Of course, that is David Chiu. He's going to be with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. Thank you very much for stepping in, David.
No worries.
Also, our guests this evening are a six-piece band, but okay, we only have four in the studio because we can't fit any in
that's
anymore.
That's two-thirds. It's okay. I took up the other two-thirds.
You took up the other two-thirds. So, they are called No Tyra. They're okay, already giggling with us. We have Alvin, Kieran, Ayrton, and Chanel. How many of you are relatives?
Three of us are relatives, actually. The drummer.
Right.
Jared.
Uh-huh.
He's actually my nephew, but he's older than me.
Okay, this is getting confusing already. Right,
yeah. And Chanel's my niece.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm the middle child.
You're the middle child.
Yeah. And you are Ayrton, right?
And I'm Ayrton.
Okay. Right, so the name No Tyra obviously is Ayrton reversed.
Yep, exactly.
Okay,
cool.
So there was a bit, I saw that there was competing stories about how the name came around. You know, you were saying one thing, this is Kieran saying one thing, Ayrton was saying something else. We'll not get into that because you could end up with a big band fight.
It would have been quite interesting. No. You know what would have been interesting? To reverse all their names to see what it would sound like. Like Kieran would have been Narik. Alvin would have been Nivla.
Yeah.
That would have been not too bad.
They sound like Star Wars characters.
Yeah, Chanel would have been El Nach.
Darth Elnock.
See, it works.
The force is strong with her.
So strong.
It's going to be quite fun, yeah?
Okay, folks, at the top of the show, I will let you know we have a giveaway, of course. It is Spotify Friday, so we have a Spotify swag to give away. We have a goodie bag. It includes a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, a 3-month premium pass, and this fancy little mug that changes color.
Exactly. Right? Wonderful stuff.
You pour hot water in, it goes from black to white.
Wow.
All right? Or the other way around, I can't remember. No, black to white, yes.
Black to white, right?
Kind of like, anyway.
And you can get all this if you can answer this very simple question. The question is, who was the highest paid musician in 2015, according to Forbes? If you can tell us, send in your answers right now. Yeah.
2016-201-9000.
Or send it in as fast as you can. Don't forget to include your name, your IC number, and also tell us why you deserve to win.
Right, there we go. So we've set up the show. We've got a band in. Who do we start with? Oh, my word.
Yeah,
where do I
look?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay, yes. Okay. Kieran.
Oh,
ouch.
Ooh,
he comes late. He comes late. He gets a little bit of stick.
Ouch.
Okay. So tell me a bit about how the band started. We've got a couple of minutes.
Okay, there's a few stories on how, but the one we decided to stick with, I think,
The one he decided to stick with.
The one I decided to stick with.
I told you this with that.
See?
Go on.
I knew Ayrton for about 24 years now.
Right. Wow.
So
we're 27 this year, man.
Yeah,
so
we're 27 this
25
year.
25 years.
We're not supposed to say our age, but never mind.
It's okay, lah.
It's okay.
Chick, but why are you being a chick?
Yeah, exactly, man.
I was called a chick anyways. So we always wanted to start a band. Our fathers used to play with each other. Our fathers are both musicians.
Okay. Right.
So we always had this dream of like, and so did our fathers, of putting us together and starting a band. That never came about up to about 3 years ago when we actually formed No Tyra, when this guy actually gave me a ring and said, let's form a band. I was skeptical at first because, you know, you never work well with your best friends. I believe.
Yeah.
So we decided to give it a go, and here's where we are now.
I think as long as you're not loaning him money, yeah. I think should be okay.
Well, that's a story for another day.
We've got a long show.
But you know what? Their names alone are like the who's who of the this music is, industry here in Malaysia.
Exactly.
Like, for instance, Ayrton. Ayrton is a Soliano.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, who hasn't heard of a Soliano before, right?
And you're a Guerzo as well, right?
Yeah. Wow. Chanel is a Guerzo.
So you feel any pressure from that at all?
A lot of pressure.
I've said it before. I look at it as a curse more than anything. No. And when every time when people say, oh, you're a Soliano,
yeah.
you must play jazz. Say, oh, I don't
know. Expectations start to go
higher. Yeah. But when I play G, C, and D, you're not a musician. You're not a Soliano. So, well, but I like a three chord song. I don't want to play a 10 chord song in 1 minute.
Okay, so since you say you don't play jazz, what sort of music do you all play?
Well, it starts off like when we first started writing songs together, it's all our influences coming together.
Okay.
Mainly British
really? British bands like I'm a huge fan of Oasis and the Beatles and the Who, Queen. I like a lot of melody.
That's
in
a little
my
bit
songs.
More conservative, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like songs with a lot of melody and huge choruses, and I try to deliver that in my own songs. And with Chanel, she's into
jazz.
Justin Bieber. But.
What?
His new album is actually pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty
good.
And credit is due.
He's a very talented musician.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, he is.
He is.
Yeah,
he
look at that. She's defending him already.
He may be an a-hole who makes a ton of money. But, you know, he's a very talented musician.
Yeah.
And I notice he's a great drummer. I notice your drummer is not here today. What's he doing today?
What's Jared? I think he's teaching today.
Oh, he's teaching?
He's a drum teacher, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
And he plays with my cousins as well. And he plays with a lot of... He's a very sought-after session musician.
I bet he plays jazz, right?
He plays jazz, yes. Yeah. And
there had to be a jazz
because of that, because he's the oldest among our generation.
Right.
And he got the ragging from our uncles and aunties. And he tries to instill it in us. And we're all soft lads, you know, soft girls. Who say, well, come on, don't be so hard. Don't be so mean.
This is it. You need somebody to carry you forward sometimes, though. And, you know, when you're making those decisions, somebody who's, you know, classically trained or whatever, they're normally right.
And slap us once in a while.
Exactly.
Where we go
it's normally
rowdy.
The drummer just throwing his sticks.
Well, it has happened before,
happened
actually.
Before, yeah. Happened before.
All right, we need to take a short break, but we will be back, of course. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. We're in the studio with No Tyra. They're going to be with us until 9 p.m. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chiu.
And we're joined by No Tyra in the studio. We'll start on the left. Alvin, say hello.
Hello.
Kieran, say hello.
Hello.
Ayrton, say hello.
Mabuhay.
And Chanel, say hello.
Hello.
They're all with us. They're going to be with us through until 9 p.m. this evening. We'll be testing how smart collective brains are on Smarty Pants.
Yes. That's coming up in just a little while.
So four heads are better than one, right?
Exactly. They've got four heads.
Exactly.
But this is four heads clashing at once.
This is true. Yeah. This is why we have to say we'll take the first answer that comes
so
in.
So do we divide the score by four then?
Technically, we probably should, right? Yeah.
Or two.
All right. No. Four. Let's do four.
We'll see how we get on.
Okay. Clashing already.
Just a quick reminder, folks. We have a giveaway this evening. It is Spotify Friday, so it's a bag full of Spotify swag. You have a tote bag. Mm-hmm. You have a pair of sunglasses, a premium pass, a Spotify mug. All you got to do is answer this question:
who was the highest paid musician in 2015 according to Forbes? Don't forget to send in your answers right now to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to add your name, your IC number, and most importantly, why you should win.
Right. So we've talked about how you formed back in August 2014.
14, yes.
Okay. That was a good guess, wasn't it? Thanks to this piece of paper. Good guess. Right. So all of you sing and all of you write music and all of you have kind of been involved in producing this band and creating what you've got, right? Yep. So my question is, and I come from a background where I was also in a 6-piece band, and I know how difficult it is to get what you want out of your jam sessions and come out with something productive, right? So I don't want to say like who comes down and says this is my idea and that's what I'm sticking with, but how difficult is it genuinely for you to kind of get a cohesive answer and write music together? I mean, how difficult is it?
Well, how long do we have?
About 4 minutes.
Surprisingly, it's not that hard because most of the time, Ayrton has either a melody or lyrics already written out, pre-written out.
Right.
And then what we do is it's either in the studio or his house.
Right.
Where we all come together.
So
and then
it's his band name. It's him that formed it. He has the final answer.
It, right?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. I'm only it's the reason why it's in my house because it's the most convenient one.
That's
the middle
what
of everything.
That's what he says,
that's
right?
Old Klang Road is the best place to stay in KL.
Oh my god.
Yeah, ladies ambassador.
Gentlemen, I am the ambassador of Old Klang Road. Come to Old Klang Road. We welcome you.
But no, I mean, genuinely, seriously, has there been times when you've clashed heads?
Yeah, many times. Actually.
Many times.
Because like every one of us like write songs differently. Like Chanel, you know, care to explain how you write your own songs?
Well, I'm more to writing pop songs, like following the current era.
Right.
So my songs are way different from what they listen to.
Right.
Yeah, although the family is like, oh, jazz or blues, but I totally like changed that whole thing. So but when it comes to songwriting, I think that I do have my own personal style. Like
I'm sure you all have your own personal style. But how do you all manage to make it work together? That's the most important thing.
The best way is for us to go and jam in the studio and everyone bounces off each other. Like for instance, like if Kieran were to bring a riff or something like that and I'll sing over it and someone add something, it's everyone's styles coming together.
It's a matter of mixing and matching, throwing out ideas and see which one works the best.
So we heard Chanel, who likes pop music. You prefer Kieran?
He's Beatles and Oasis, this one.
He's Beatles and Oasis.
Oh, sorry, Kieran.
Yep. Me, I listen to all sorts of stuff. A lot of people would say I'm actually a heavy metal fan. Not really.
I love he likes Metallica.
So he likes Metallica.
Actually, Metallica is that one.
Yeah, this one here next to me.
Elvin's been the quiet one over there.
Yeah. There's James Hetfield in the corner.
Yeah.
So come on then, Kieran. You say heavy metal, but not really. So what does that mean?
Well, I started off playing metal, ironically, although my father forced me to
hair jazz. Metal or
really Metallica.
Oh, Metallica.
Old school. And then I went on to play rock, and then I'm slowly trying and pretending to play jazz because of my dad.
Right.
I am kind of like forced in a good way to play jazz because it really helps you as a musician.
It does. Okay. Yeah. So you're practicing jazz at home and playing rock music when you go out to jam.
Yeah, strictly at home only.
Right. Alvin, you've not said much today. What's wrong with you?
No, I'm thinking, what's my influence? Like, I came from a... I listen to a lot of Metallica. Big fan over here. But then, like, that was in school. And then when I came over here, I was away from music for a bit. Then I met Ayrton at the bar. Nothing happened.
Elvin walks into a bar.
Ayrton walks in the bar.
While Ayrton appears.
And he called me and, you know, joined the band. And I thought, all right, what genre? And he said British. I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Because generally, I listen to a lot of genres as well. Even people say my age, I have a very old soul. Very old soul.
Who's the youngest in the band?
Exactly.
Chanel.
Yeah. Right. And how old are you, Alvin?
23.
Okay. You
got to
think about that.
I got to think.
Chanel,
New Year.
Chanel, when are you getting your SRP results?
SRP.
Oh, man.
That came out of the blue, that one.
But it's okay. It's good to feel young.
Right. No more SRP in the first place, my friend.
I was just about to ask you, did you just come off a time machine?
Meow. Okay, very quickly, if you want to get in touch again, 016-201-9000. We have a competition giveaway. It is this.
And it is a Spotify goodie bag. It includes a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, glasses, a 3-month premium pass, and a Spotify mug, which magically changes color.
Okay, we're going to move to news from page 2 afterwards. I think what we'll do now, though, is we'll just explore a little bit with these fellas, because we've got 4 of them in the studio.
Yeah.
It's not often we get 4 people in the studio.
Right.
So one of the other things that was highlighted is that a bunch of you like wrestling?
Yes.
We love wrestling.
One question. Tell me about this. I saw a video of you kind of playing a whole bunch of like wrestling intros and outros. Whatever. What the heck, fellas?
We love pro wrestling, and we were part of the first wrestling show that took part in Malaysia.
Really?
Kieran composed the song for the entrance music for one of our friends, Scarlett Lydia. Shout out to her, Scarlett Lydia.
Yeah. Scarlett Lead.
All right. And I was her manager, and I cut a promo for her.
Right. Really?
And I heckled everyone in the crowd. But we love wrestling, and that's like 60% of our conversations. Wrestling.
We even have our own wrestling group in WhatsApp. Uh-huh. Yeah. So every time wrestling goes on TV, we watch it and we update each other.
So this is it then. You know, if you have a problem picking out a riff and deciding on it, you just wrestle it out.
Yes, exactly.
We actually do that.
Yeah. On the PlayStation 4.
In real life.
But I'm not on the bait, strictly.
Strictly not on the bait. No. But I have, I had one other bone to pick with you. Part of your TV interview that I saw not too long ago, you said that you played for David Cameron?
Yes.
The Prime Minister of the UK?
Yes. It was actually, we call it a corporate function. Uh-huh. Yeah. He was down here for a visit. I forgot for what event.
It was who cares what he's here for?
I can't remember. Well, according to Kieran, he's the president. But
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what he said in an interview.
Yeah, he actually said that on air.
I saw
the president of the UK.
Yeah. But he was just here and we played a corporate function. He so happened to be there.
Did you get to meet the man?
No.
Tight security.
We got to saw him. We got to see him.
From a distance.
You're not a very big fan of him, are you?
Not at all. Not many people.
He seemed interested.
I mean, no, I am interested because, I mean, that's a big name to perform.
That is the highlight of our career.
And it's something to drop on your CV and whatever. But anyway, so from what I understand, you have an EP coming out sometime this year.
Oh, yeah, that's our planned we are planning to release an EP by the end of the year, a compiled CD of maybe 7 or 8 of our own songs.
Great.
Everyone's own compositions, we match it into one, and hopefully it'll come to fruition. I think our next single is going to be our first ever Malay song, Bahasa Melayu song, which is really tough to write because none of us speak it that well, but it's alright.
As long as you sing
so
it, yeah.
This is one of those things that when you sign for a certain label, they kind of. Many of them, I should say, you can do an English song, but then you've got to do a BM.
It wasn't actually like that, but it's because I wanted to try. Judging from my past experience with Malay girlfriends, I think my bahasa, my Tata bahasa, is actually not that bad.
Okay.
Right. So I tried it out. I had a melody.
You can't make an entire BM song out of just pickup lines, though.
No, not really. No. But
his pickup lines are bad. So I had to be wingman.
But no, what he does is, did I tell you that I'm a lead vocalist? That's his line, right?
Well, I'm the singer.
Right, there you
He's
go.
He's just the bass player.
Well, I don't use guitar pick.
He's got the groove in the fingers. anyway, we need to wrap up. But what we'll do is we'll play out with one of your songs at the end of the show. So you're going to record a live version for us in here, right? I did listen to your track, Deny. Great track. We might play that a little bit later on
as well.
But what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break now. We'll come back. News from page 2 into Smarty Pants.
Okay.
You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. It is a quiet show this evening, as you've probably noticed so far.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Very quiet. That's David Chu over there.
Hi.
I'm Richard Bradbury over here. And over there is No Tyra there with us. Say hello, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my head already. Right. So we've had a chat about David Cameron. We've had a chat about wrestling. We've had a chat about the Beatles and Oasis and all their kind of influences. Now what we're going to do is move on to this little segment that we like to call News from Page 2. Have a quick listen to this. It sounds like this.
What's all the shouting?
So, David.
You know what? Okay, news on page 2. This is my news for today. When you talk about an ice festival or, you know, some festival that's done in ice, what do you expect it?
Well, I expect it to be cold.
Exactly.
And, you know, lots of ice and snow.
Right.
And, you know, maybe a snow cone or two.
So, guess what? In New York City, the Central Park Ice Festival was cancelled. Do you know why?
Because it was too...
cold.
What? Okay, explain this. Come on.
Okay. Now, the Central Park Conservancy says the event was cancelled because temperatures were going to drop to about zero to minus 10.
What's wrong with that? That's like summer weather in the UK.
That's in Fahrenheit, my man.
Oh, wow. So
Fahrenheit.
Well, we only learn Celsius. So
exactly. So I had to do a bit of conversion, right?
Thanks.
At 0 degrees, it would be minus 17.
Yeah, that's pretty chilly.
Okay, at minus 10, it would be below 23, my friend.
Is this with wind chill or just
without wind chill, my friend? With wind chill factor, it goes even worse. Wind was expected to be at about 44 miles per hour.
Yeah, okay, I can see why they cancelled that. Yeah, right.
Everything would have blown away. But, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, when I first read the headline, I was laughing my socks off.
Right. I can't imagine. I mean, I've been at minus 17, and that's as cold as I've ever been.
Yeah.
And it literally is, everything freezes. I know. I mean, you know what I mean.
I know. I mean.
Well, let's keep this show PG.
That's why I said you know what I mean, because I know you do.
Rich, what's your story?
My story is about this fella. It's about a Spanish man. I'll give you the headline first, right? Okay. It starts off like this. Man skips work for 6 years, and no one notices. So, he's a 69-year-old Spanish man, and he was fined this week after officials discovered that he hadn't shown up for work for the last 6 years. And ironically, it was only discovered that he hadn't been to work when the deputy mayor tried to give him an award for 20 years of loyal and dedicated service.
I couldn't find him, right?
There's nobody there.
Well played. Right?
So the deputy mayor turns up. Yeah. Hey, Jose, here's your gift.
And Jose's not there.
Jose's mañana. He's taking some siesta. He's been taking a siesta since 2010.
I read that story, and the best part of it all was that he had a co-worker directly across from his office. And never noticed that he was not there for 6 years.
This is kind of how I have my relationship with my neighbors. I know they exist. I know they exist, but, you know, it's not like I go knocking on their door to serve them awards or give them, you know, anything.
They say that he hasn't been to work for at least six years. It could be up to 14 years, apparently. Yeah.
All we know.
Seriously. Yeah. But the thing is, now what they've done, they've had to sue him to try and get some money back. Uh-huh. Because obviously he's still being paid for this entire time.
He was actually paid?
They paid
six years.
Oh. Yeah. 6 years.
He's been cashing in paycheck.
He's a legend.
Where can I sign up?
I want to know what job he's doing.
He was a civil servant.
Oh.
Sounds familiar?
Oh.
Anyway.
Wait, indeed.
How much money did he?
They could only give, they could only fire him for 1 year.
They could only reclaim one year's worth of wages
because that's how the law works in Spain. So this guy has managed to get away with it. 5 years worth of, you know, free money.
Not bad at all.
Amazing, right?
It's like my dream job. You don't even turn up for work and still get paid.
Well, guys, I think Spain is in our
Okay, but you know what? It's now time for No Tyra to work their brains a bit because it's almost time for...
It sounds like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
It sounds exactly like Chanel.
No, I don't sound like that.
Yeah, don't deny it.
I deny it.
Right, so what we're going to do is we have 3 minutes, right? We have 30 questions. The idea is to try and get through as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move straight on. Oh, don't sit there going, like that.
Okay.
Because that would make good radio, though. It would be quite funny.
Well, do we take the first answer?
First answer.
Okay,
right?
So be careful.
So we go one at a time.
No. Yeah. You jump in whenever you can.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. So if you know the answer, come straight out with it.
Okay.
First answer.
First answer, remember. Okay. First answer. So
are you ready?
David will be reading the questions in a minute.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Garrick over here will be ringing the bell. I'll be doing this. Sounds a bit like that.
I'll try that now, though.
It's a good app, though.
There we go. Right. Here we go. Are we ready? Your 3 minutes start now.
Which modern Hollywood actress shares her name with Shakespeare's wife?
Skip, guys.
Not a very good start there. But what 1993 film had a theme park that became overrun by dinosaurs?
Jurassic Park.
Nori is often wrapped around sushi. What is it made of?
Seaweed.
In which country would you be found? Would you be in if you found yourself at the furthest point from any ocean? Would it be China or Antarctica?
Antarctica.
China.
What is the name of the area where the hobbits live in The Lord of the Rings?
The Shire.
James Bond is a spy for which agency?
M16 or something.
MI6 actually. But yeah.
We'll give you that.
Which state did the USA buy from Russia in 1867?
I'll give you two choices.
Was it Alaska or Hawaii?
It sounds like Alaska.
Alaska.
What is the name of the capital city of Canada? Is it Ottawa or Toronto?
Toronto.
Okay.
Oh, I had Ottawa first.
No.
In which year is the Titanic 2 set to be launched? 2016 or 2018?
32?
Yes.
How many times they want to crash?
But the guy died.
2016 or
2018?
2016.
Oh. True or false? The USA has the world's longest coastline.
False.
In which city is the cemetery that is visited by the most amount of tourists? Is it in Cannes or in Paris?
Paris.
Okay. What is the name of the longest? What is the name of the longest river in the world? Is it the Nile or the Amazon?
Nile.
What was the first internal organ that was successfully transplanted? Was it the kidney or the heart?
Kidney.
Which company makes the sunglasses worn by the Men in Black?
Ray-Ban.
What is the largest island in continental U.S.? It has the same name as an alcoholic mixed drink. It's a Long
Island.
Long Island.
What is the only species of bird that can fly backwards? Is it a hummingbird or a swift?
Hummingbird.
True or false, Eleanor Rigby is the only Beatles single in which they don't play any instruments.
Come on, Nathan.
Yes. True.
Yes. Which teenage girl gained fame in France during the Hundred Year War? Joan of Arc or Catherine the Great?
Joan of Arc.
In the periodic table, what is the atomic number for oxygen? Is it 8 or 16?
Wait, what?
Skip.
We're all art students.
In which year did Hurricane Sandy hit the United States?
2006.
No. I Am the Walrus contains dialogue from which Shakespeare play? King Lear or Macbeth?
Macbeth.
True or false, Roland Emmerich directed the film 2012?
Yes.
I think it's true, yeah.
Which sport originating in India was originally called Poona? Was it badminton or tennis?
Tennis?
What?
Oh, we are bad at this.
No, Poona. No, we got distracted by the word Poona. So.
It sounded like one Indian dish you can order from the mama shop. Make me hungry.
All right. Here we are then, folks. We are out of time, of course. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Please do not go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chiu.
These guys are...
No Tyra.
And see how they did that as if, like, just by magic.
Exactly,
click of the fingers and they did it.
Yeah.
Right, so we didn't have quite as many dings as we thought we were going to have just before the break, did we?
There was a lot of laughter.
There's a lot of laughter. But before we do that, we'll remind you we have a giveaway this evening. It is Spotify Friday, of course. We are giving away a bag full of Spotify. So, like, David, what's in that bag?
A tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, a 3-month premium pass, and a Spotify mug, which magically changed color. All you need to do is just answer this question. Who was the highest paid musician in 2015 according to Forbes? Send in your question to 0162019000 right now. Don't forget to also include your name, your IC number, and most important, why you should win, la.
Okay then. So let's go through some of the...
Oh yeah.
They got a couple wrong, right?
They got
just a couple. So let's go through a couple that they got wrong.
Too nice.
Okay, here we go. Nori is often wrapped around sushi. What is it made of? No, it's not eel, okay?
Seaweed.
Oh, we could have got that one.
No. That's inari, bro.
No, inari is
eel.
Actually... No.
Isn't
no.
it? No,
I'm
talking about the wrapped one. What's wrapped?
Eel is unagi.
Oh, unagi. Yeah.
They all sound the same.
Also, the other one which really threw you guys off was in which year is the Titanic 2 set to be launched? They thought it was a movie. It's an actual boat.
Oh my gosh!
And it's going to be launched in 2018, my people.
Oh, yeah. We thought the movie.
That's the kind of thing, though. Would you want to sign up for that? I mean, I don't know. You know, history repeating itself and all that.
Apparently, I don't know whether it is true or not, but they're going to be setting sail on the same day as the original.
That's like bad juju right there.
Why would they want to do that?
Tell me, right.
So when are we signing up for the Zeppelin?
Okay, one more. A Poona.
You just like saying that word.
It's badminton. You can forget the last syllable there.
You. Right then. So let's have a bit of a drum roll. We'll find out how well they did. Here it comes.
Oh. And out of all the questions, No Tyra scored 14.
Woo! Yeah.
It's okay.
We're above average.
Sorry, Mom.
Above average. It's not that bad.
Right.
So you got this excellence.
So it's almost time for us to wrap up the show, guys. Thank you very much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
We're going to close up with one of your tracks. What is it that you're going to be playing for us?
We'll be playing for you our second single, which is called Selamanya.
Okay.
And hope you guys enjoy.
Alrighty. Before we do that, we have to throw out some silly facts.
Yeah.
David,
do you know that Pope Gregory the Ninth? Well, this was back in the 1300s. Yeah?
Okay.
When he was in power, he declared that cats were to be associated with the devil.
Really?
Devil worship, yes.
Wow.
And he had them all exterminated, apparently.
Wow.
And because all the cats died, right, it actually helped rats spread the bubonic plague. Or the Black Death. Back in the 1300s. Apparently it killed millions of people.
See, no wonder the Catholics feel guilty. Okay. My fact of the day is actually about the Titanic.
So,
listen to this. This is when your mind will be blown. So the crew of the Titanic didn't have any binoculars, which would have helped them if they were about to hit an iceberg, for example.
Right.
You know why? You know what happened? Their binoculars were locked in a locker and somebody had lost the key.
Cannot. I saw them looking with the binoculars.
You saw Leonardo DiCaprio looking at a binoculars.
That was in the movie.
Yeah. Well,
whoa.
Richards, believe it or not.
Okay.
Anyway, it is time for us to wrap up the show. No, Tyra, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Of course, folks, we will be back on Monday from deepest, darkest Banda Otama. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chiu.
These guys were...
No, Tyra.
Good night, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.